Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Journeys, Percy's Island Games, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads. The Tuesday, January 9th edition is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. But before we get into the show, you know today is Tuesday. We will be going to Freeport on the flip side of the break. We got to talk with my good friend, Mr. Paul Fernandez. I know something going on. Anytime I see Paul in the studio and they walk in, we got to promote something. I know Guardian doing no Phil Stubbs. Phil was on the show yesterday.
Yeah. I know. We had a fantastic show yesterday.
And Phil then promised me stress and the flu back to back. So I straight.
You know what songs Phil Stubbs got, man?
Man, and Bonefish 42, I got to hear that.
You know what songs Phil Stubbs got?
I am a poor cake. I am in poor estate. What are you doing, boy?
You got so much songs. Listen.
Boy, this is a get kapunkalized kind of session and love yourself, you know.
I come here to tell the people, listen, do not, on Sunday, don't be right here saying, I wish I had gone to the show.
No, get your tickets now, BahamasEatTickets.com. Don't wait. Get them now in advance. 50 for the general, 75 for the VIP, and they got skyboxes.
Listen.
Skypods.
That is going to be a concert out of this world. If you ever want to see great, awesome Bohemian Entertainment. Uh-huh. This is it. This is like you going to see a Michael Jackson show right now. This is how good this show can be. He can be off the chain. He have all the facilities. The cruise center setup is so. I can't even use the right
word. State of the art, man. Come play.
I mean, you could totally enjoy the music. Ira can be off the chain. Listen here, this can be a show. They need to come to see this show. I don't want to hear nobody telling me, but hey, Paul, I missed this show. Don't tell me that. This is a Bohemian Entertainer.
That's on you. We can laugh at
no,
you.
No, they can't. No. Can't. They come to, with a long story. Oh, the dog dead. No, the horse dead. The cow who fought the ride.
Listen here, man. I can be honest with you. Phil didn't tell me. He had to be on by 10 o'clock, 10:15. I said, I give me perfect time to knock jokers out.
Yeah.
And get there.
He can be on there about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning because he have plenty. His repertoire is off the chain. He have so much songs. And then, you know, he can put special emphasis on some of these songs so it can be longer than the radio version. So you can't miss this one. This is the one you can't miss. This is Phil Stubbs in concert at a very high state-of-the-art venue. That's the most important thing. You get to hear the real quality of the song, get to see Phil Stubbs operate in his environment.
Now, I got questions. Yeah, boy. Naughty, great show as usual. I want to go to the show. How will the security be looking? That's at the cruise port text. That's some of the newest security in all the land.
Man, listen here. First of all, if you haven't been to the cruise center, this is an opportunity to go past it tomorrow. They just walk through and you will see. It's a state-of-the-art facility. The security is off the chain from the gate straight to the amphitheater.
You can't go no wrong. You can't go wrong out there.
They got parking all over Bay Street. They got police
your
all over Bay
Street. Your mother first child, your mother second child, and your mother third child, they all can be safe.
Everybody.
I know about the fourth child because I hear that one is too a little bit of, you know, you like the cocktail. But outside of the first tree, you are safe.
Well, the question they got.
No, that's a good question, you know. The fact
security at the Nassau Cruise, what? Think about it. You got four million tourists coming through.
That means to tell you, you got to look at it like this. Ben Nash, you heard of Ben and actually say, well, what security could be like? Because I want to go.
Okay. Please come.
If that's the questions they got to ask in order to get a ticket, let them ask it, answer it, and get the ticket. They come in.
But they should be aware of the high quality security that's enforced at the cruise port center for the tourists, the 4 million tourists that come through the cruise port a year. I mean, if it's good for the tourists, it's got to be good for us.
I tell you, ain't nothing wrong with that. I think it's going to be off the chain, to tell you the truth. Good environment, good ambiance. Like you said, the amphitheater's off the chain.
And then you're parking the whole of Bay Street. You got all police up and down there looking after your cars. I mean, you can't miss it.
50 for the general, 75 for the VIP. And then you got the Sky Pods. Remember, 50, bring your chairs, bring your blanket for the general. And then for your VIP chairs will be provided in the pods. So, you know, you get everything in the pods.
Okay.
So you can't go wrong with that.
I hope Ed have that straight for us. But
that's what Ed said yesterday.
You say that?
That's what he break down. So we're having, he promised you I'm going to party.
I ain't up with the pods yet.
Don't worry, we can wake Ed for one part, but that's big Ed. We can wake him for a part. Let me start waking on that.
I appreciate that. But we are letting everybody know, listen, this is going to be an awesome concert at the beginning of the year. This is, so you talk about your heroes tomorrow for majority rule day. So this is a good time to celebrate Bahamians. It's a good time to celebrate music and great musicians. And this is one of them. And this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Come out and enjoy yourself.
And then some mess I know you got to talk about, a business boost, right?
Of course, Guardian Business Boost. Still register. You still have opportunities. We're doing this for the whole year. 5 businesses each month. Radio ads, newspaper ads, and social media placement. It's all free. You just have to be picked. You just have to register. You have to register for free. So just letting you know, you have the opportunity to get your business out there, boost your business brand, all for free, using the Nassau Guardians media platforms. That's the social media platform. That's Guardian Radio. That's Star FM and the Nassau Guardian. And it's all for free. You just have to register and be one of those lucky 5 each month that we pick. And that's me. And thank you for allowing me to come up here and say those few words. But I want to say one more time, listen, get your tickets to Field Stops. It's going to be good. Do not be the ones on Sunday saying you should have gone.
There you go. All right. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. In New Providence, toll free, and anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Flip side of the break, we'll be going to Freeport. What you got to say, Paul? Last thing before you go.
Make sure they get tickets online.
BahamasEtickets.com. Get it? Got it. Good. Quick break. Flip side of the break. We going to Freeport. Sarah Kirkby chiming in with the Grand Bahama News. Every Tuesday, we have the supplement in the Guardian. We going to see what's kicking in Grand Bahama. And boy, I tell you. Yeah. What kind of things in Grand Bahama we got to talk about? Not so good. A lot of bad and a lot of ugly. All right? On the flip side of the break, that's the Tuesday, January 9th edition. The Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Struggling to repay your loan? Help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you. Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasEtickets.com.
General admission $50, $75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Storr, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 9th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the, we're still into the 4 o'clock hour. Flip side of the break, we're getting ready to go to Foodie Port. We got Grand Bahama chiming in, Kirby. Kirby, let's get down there. We got Sarah Kirkby chiming on in. What's happening, Sarah?
Hey, my darling. How are you?
I am good. What's going on? Well, we got lots to talk about in Grand Bahama, boy. I tell you.
Yes, we do.
Boy, I tell
Darren
you.
Darren is supposed to be getting on right now. I done. Message him. I called him.
All right, so we're going to look out for Darren for sure.
Secretary.
All right, so where do you want to start, Sarah? Because I know each and every Tuesday we got that awesome supplement, you know, awesome supplement on Tuesdays in the Guardian with the news. And, you know, I think we need to touch on all the good stuff that's going on, and then we can roll up our sleeves and talk about what we need to talk about as well down there, too.
All right. So, good news. The Six Senses has launched their residences. So they have now begun selling between the H.T. Christie real estate company and Bespoke, which is an international company. They will be selling the private residences that will be part of the Six Senses development. So for those that don't know, this is by Discovery Bay. For those that don't know the Discovery Bay area, you have to think where Banana Bay is. It's to the left. It's the whole peninsula to the left. As you look in the paper, you'll see the picture. So they'll have the hotel and all of its amenities will be on the left-hand side, and closer to Banana Bay will be the private residences that start, I believe, at like a small $10 million. So I think, you know, we'll
a cool $10 million.
Yeah, they're going to be absolutely stunning. And they're going to look over the beach. There are also going to be a couple left. Also, everything's very sustainable. They're designed by one of the best designers in the world out of Germany. So if you read about it today, you'll see they're very high end. They're also having canal property sides as well. So it's a big launch for them. We have good news and bad news. Good news is Western Air is looking to have a flight to start from Freeport to Fort Lauderdale. We talked about this the other day. It is very important for us to get the airport going and get more flights in here, especially with the increase of business and traffic that we're already seeing from the shipyard and Carnival. It's very difficult and prices are getting extremely high for us to travel. A lot of people have to go through Nassau instead of being able to fly through Freeport. So that's great news that Rexy Roll talks about in the paper. And so I'm hoping that's going to start soon. The bad news is that the Margaritaville, which is a fun ship to go on.
Yeah, what's going on with the one-way issues, man? What, I can't buy a one-way ticket back from Miami, man, or Florida? What's going on?
Well, you have to go to West Palm.
Oh, West Palm, you know what I mean.
You could take a mini cruise here, and it was great because you had a show and the food, and you could get a room. I always went and got a massage. It was fantastic. You could do your shopping. You know, but we took the cruise from Freeport, and then you get to West Palm, and then you got it back. They're not allowing you to do it anymore. And so it's their explanation of it is in the paper. I have to be honest, I don't like it. I don't believe it. I think from what I'm gathering from the sip from people, it's just that they're very happy with bringing tourists in, and they don't want to deal with us anymore going on and, you know, and all the cargo and stuff. So I don't know. I could be completely wrong. It could be.
You mean cargo done got us again, man? Come on, man.
I know. And it's great. And I don't know why they're doing it.
And 2023 people still trying to put a whole carburetor in the overhead compartment.
Then we have a story on the Christmas bird count. Now, a lot of people will think this is not important, but it actually is, because it is talking about recovery of the island. So you want your birds to come back. You want your plants to regrow, especially after a hurricane and them have been so devastated. So the birds are kind of like a precursor to the people coming back. So when the birds are coming back, the business is coming back, for the plants are growing. We're doing the same thing. We're building here in Freeport. And hopefully we can get some of our peeps in Nassau and Abaco to come back to their homeland in Grand Bahama. And so that's that story. And then we unfortunately had a little bit of sad news. We did lose two very big businesswomen in Freeport. And so we're paying respects to Mrs. Davies, who was a beautiful woman who founded Paint Fair, and then Gerda Donato, who is wife of Mario Donato, who owns quite a lot of, she worked with him, and she'd been ill for quite a while. So it was very sad loss for everyone in the new year with them. So we talked about the two new babies of the year as well. The new Christmas baby and the New Year's Day, you know, got a little local pride on that. And then I know I'm going to go to this one thing that Darren's definitely going to want to talk about now that he's on. We have an announcement in the paper about an installation of the pipeline bridge crossing on Grand Bahama Highway, and this is Shipyard.
Wow, that's
you can hit the good stuff.
There you go. Well, thank you for the Pollyanna moment there, Sarah. Thank you for getting us all up to stuff. Darren, my brother, what's going on?
Hey, Naughty. Hey, Sarah. Hey, guys. Good to be on today. Yeah, Sarah knows, you know, the hot button for me, and the frustrating part is what I would consider this contraption that they have set up here. And I want to make it clear, Naughty, Darren Cooper, is not objecting to this project. I think this project provides jobs and provide opportunity for many Grand Bahamians. I just think the safety or the system is not safe for the motoring public. And while we expect for residents to drive safe, we have to also make room for those that may have a mishap, that may have a swerve off. And then there's so many queries, concerns in this particular area on a one-way street going and coming that I think that, you know, needed to be addressed. And I hope that it would be addressed. Good conversation with Ministry of Works and the Grand Bahama Port Authority, who yesterday were passing the buck, but today seem to get their heads out of the clouds and have been able to work to mitigate these concerns that the residents, I don't live in the east, I don't live in the west, I have no need to use that road. I choose to use that road if I decide to visit the Western District, but as the largest settlement that so many persons have to use to work and for business and for residential reasons, and it's addressed. And I would hope that at the end of the day, when the inspection is called, the satisfaction will be given for the project to continue with no hiccups, and also for the residents to feel comfortable and safe.
I think that's imperative right then. I'm glad you put it into that perspective, because, you know, you got to look at this issue for what it is. It's something to benefit the residents. And I don't think anybody's trying to politicize it, but when you ask for safety, that's only fair. We want the project, but we need it to be done as safe and efficiently as possible. I don't think that's too much of an ask.
Well, you know, yesterday I was attacked by workers that worked. I think some 27 workers that would have crowded my truck and would have.
But 27-1, but you're a bad fella, boy, Darren. 27 dudes coming to rush you. You broke a record. I only had but 23 coming to rush me.
You know, Naughty, I tell them I travel. I look like I'm by myself, but I got plenty of people behind me, and I'm never afraid. But, yeah, they made the comment that I'm trying to take bread out of their mouth. And I think when we look at money over safety, it's rather disheartening and very disheartening for me to hear the comments made. You know, but it's all about safety. It's primary about safety first, and what was set up yesterday or prior to yesterday really wasn't safe. Rock, the boulders were to the mouth of the road. You had no room to swerve, and it was just unsafe. And I had to ask the question: who gave the approval for these things? This pipe is being held by scraps, that's used on flat rack trailers to hold things down. That's going to be pumping slush from one end to the next. And you know, anything is possible. And so there's so many safety concerns and queries. The signs are being held up by rocks out of the bush. The pipes are not bolted down. It just rests on a platform.
So call it for what it is. It's a janky operation, man. It's all buck up, go do better. You look professional.
It doesn't look professional. It doesn't look. I mean, it's like they get a bushwhackers group just to come and put this together. But, you know, we're hoping that GBPA do what is necessary, because they were trying to exclude themselves out of the process. And I needed to remind them that they are the regulators. And you can't cherry pick when you are going to be the regulators. You are the regulators. And we expect in the city of Freeport for you to regulate. And if something is unsafe, for you to make the call to say it's unsafe. And this is your position. And this is where you stand. There is a slush pool that's gone. That's some couple thousand gallons of land. I mean, a couple, good acres of land clear down. That's supposed to hold some thousand gallons of slush. Residents want to know what's going to be done with it. And those are questions that are valid and that have meaning that should be answered. And again, you know, just one we would have seen that would have been issued. Just talking about this bridge or this is our pipe overlay over the road and the length of time that this project is expected to take on. And was the, you know, the question is, if it doesn't be completed in 8 weeks, then what? And what are you going to do when the slush is all completed or you're finished pumping? There are more questions than there are answers. We now have two ministers in the Ministry of Grand Bahama. One should have said something, but two look like they don't know what's going on in Grand Bahama, but they care about Grand Bahama. But they know much. Everything is taken by surprise.
I have to agree by Darren. We did some late advertising for the shipyard on it. There's an ad in the paper today. It's on 242, so you can see what the road diversion is. But I would have liked to seen it a little bit sooner, but we worked on that and helped them out a bit. But to be explained, but it really worried me when you said about the boulders and not giving people space. And especially for me, it's the night part of the driving through there.
Especially, you know, with no lights.
It's right away. And well, I mean, it's a lit street, but it's not. It's not. It's very dangerous with all these additions. So, yeah, I really do hope they address that concern.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Head. Caller, you on Talking Heads. You have a question for Grand Bahama?
Hey, Lord, you can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Happy New Year, all that good stuff, bro. What's happening?
It ain't just really the boulders, though. You got these 24-inch pipelines sitting right on the edge of the street. That's one of the main issues. They look like permanent structures with those pipelines sitting right on the edge of the road. So if you miss the boulders, you're going to hit the pipeline. But I mean, if someone hit the pipeline, the whole contraption coming down, you know, and let's look at the long term effect. Let's look at the environmental effect. You're pumping salt water and sludge on a vacant land. We see what happened to the pine forest after Dorian. The vegetation and the affected areas was gone for years. You haven't seen pine trees since Dorian. So that salt water killed the pine trees in Eastern Grand Bahama. And you know, also let's keep in mind also, if that sludge was to spill over into the road, that salt water is to spill over into the road, now vehicles got to drive through that. So after a couple of years of salt water being on your vehicle, or if salt water being in your vehicle, then you can start having issues. You're going to start having suspension issues because they're going to rust and eventually break. Car's going to start rusting. Chassis's going to start rusting. So this also is a long-term effect, not just right, just not a safety issue now. This could also be an environmental effect. And a long-term effect that will cost people money, because now they have to do repairs to their cars because of the salt water they possibly might have to ride through. So whoever approved this, whether it's the port authority, whether it's the government, this is dumb. This is dumb. This don't make no sense at all. No one is objecting progress. We all need progress. We all know Grandmama need the progress. But if you're going to do progress, do it properly. Don't stop negotiating from a position of weakness and take anything someone throw down your throat.
I hate to be the one to connect the dots, but with no Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Act, then here's where we are. We can't ask the questions.
We know under this administration, we ain't seen no freedom of information.
And it's going to be mum's the word. So now here we go. Information that's pertinent that we need to find out that's going on in relation to this project, we can't get.
You know, and I personally don't blame the shipyard, though. Because the shipyard, they're going to do what they have to do. This might be the cheapest way to do it. They could have barged that stuff up. You know what I mean? So this is the cheapest way. The fault blames are the regulators and whoever approved it. Whether it's the government, whether over the Port Authority here did it. The fault lies at them too. The Port Authority and the government.
All right. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Good stuff as always, bro.
I think the caller makes a point. My thoughts were not even that far. And it is a long-term effect. You know, and again, you have persons in the subdivisions. In the case of a spill, you have the North Bahamia that has great concern. You have the Regency Park that floods even from the fishing hole right now. You have Hawksville that has concerns, and they deal with water. Now they run the possibility of dealing with a slush. And you know, one of the things with this pipe, not only the pipe is so close to the road. Listen, I'm not even trying to exaggerate on the closeness of this contraption that they have going to 8 Mile Rock and coming out of 8 Mile Rock. It is so dangerous. And I've watched yesterday pretty much all day big trucks driving through this contraption. You know, they themselves didn't feel comfortable driving on their side of the road, that they end up on the other side of the road that create for the traffic coming head on in. And that's just how close these items or these things are to the road. And so all we're simply saying is, look here, man, make the necessary adjustments.
For safety.
Lives at risk. And if one of these flat rocks connect with this pipe, for whatever reason, for a hang off something on the trailer or whatever, connect to these pipes. These pipes are not bolted to the ground. They're gone with the flat rock. And what is on top of it is coming down because these pipes will be removed. And the concern is what is coming underneath it could possibly be injured or even lose their life.
Dear
all
God.
For $2 and a paycheck that you got some niggly Bahamians concerned about.
And I think, you know, it's sad that we have that kind of attitude too, because, I mean, here's a text just coming in. Naughty, I'm really tired of hearing Grand Bahama complain. I told you all already, only solution is filing for independence from the Bahamas. I mean, you don't think Grand Bahama tired of the piss poor administration and the piss poor governance that they've received over the years? That from multiple administrations, why they make it? Do you think they just up and started to complain today?
Naughty, I would like to stop complaining too, and I'd like to be on your show talking about. I'd like to be a Sarah Kirkby on your show.
Pollyanna, I wish the two of y'all was Pollyannas, man, and we gotta talk all the goodness.
I would like to flip the script. I'm all that's happening in Grand Bahama. And the truth be told, one of the things that, I mean, now we got two ministers for Grand Bahama. Hopefully one would pay attention to Grand Bahama and hear some of the concerns of Grand Bahamians and have them addressed and mitigated and looked at and looked into.
Well,
I don't want to always be the bearer of bad news and the one same as if I'm this sour puff always complaining about the government. But to be told, these are real issues. These are no play issue that we're making up. You heard the caller who only can speak from experience about this contraption that we continue to talk about.
All right. Well, I got another one for you. And I know we got to address the elephant in the room now. But here's a text. Naughty, please ask Sarah and Darren regarding the layoffs at PharmaChem, pharmaceutical company. I never knew there was a pharmaceutical company there in Grand Bahama. What do they manufacture? Do they export their products? Do they sell their products in the Bahamas? How long have they been in operation? Who owns the company? What kind of Bahamians were employed in these so-called high-paying jobs? Were these Bahamian scientists, accountants, lawyers, doctors? You get the idea. Can I know more about PharmaChem and who got laid off?
20 years. It was a very good company. What was the name of the company? Oh, it was Syntex. It was Syntex before. It's been around for years, and they've done drugs that have been imported internationally. I think they actually did AIDS drugs at one point. And they were looking to, what I understand is they were modernizing the current system. They had expanded, but unfortunately they had the same devastating issues that the rest of the island had, which was Dorian and COVID, and trying to come back out through that as well. Darren and I talked about it earlier today. It is a very sad situation because it was one of our most robust companies that had stayed around for so long. And it's really quite devastating, and devastating to the employees.
Naughty, you know, Farmer Camp has been around in Grand Bahama, I think, from my understanding, 20-odd years.
20 years, yeah.
At one point, the company had closed and it reopened, and it's been now since reopening 20 years. I've known so many persons that have worked at Franklin Chemical, who started off there, has done well for themselves, ventured out, start business because of the good paying job that was provided. And then I know persons who are presently working there that has done well for themselves. It is very unfortunate that PharmaCamp finds themselves in this predicament. But I'll say this much. Looking at the statement from what appears to have been from the minister from Grand Bahama, the Honorable Ginger Moxie, it is rather disheartening to hear her say that she...
We got Darren or we lost Darren?
I've had the opportunity in dialogue with...
You got to repeat that. You got cut off just as you said. I started talking about things.
Very disingenuous of the minister for Grand Bahama to appear as if she's just learning the challenges of PharmaCamp. PharmaCamp in just bucked into the problems yesterday. They, like many other companies, has experienced Grand Bahama. PharmaCamp went on an expansion process where they needed to expand the plant. The plant that should have taken them 2 years to complete, in my understanding, took some 6-7 years for completion. In the midst of that length of time, it also, cost overrun because of that. And so many challenges because of Grand Bahama. And so it's very unfortunate. And I would hope that all parties involved, the owners, the government, the Port Authority, would see the need to work feverishly in being able to help in salvaging this company, find a buyer or find an investor to be able to get this plant up and open. It has provided over 100 plus jobs. And the question that was asked by the tech, what quality of jobs are provided for Bahamians? Bahamians carried the bulk, I think 99.9% of employment at PharmaCamp. All of what was done was, from my understanding, and the people that I know were Bahamians. Now, I'll say this much, and Sarah may differ. PharmaCamp was not so labor friendly in their own right. They have had their challenges because a few months ago they were trying to get from one system of our work to another system, and I think they should have been more transparent and more clear with their employees to be able to bring them to a level of understanding. And there have been some persons who have been laid off because they weren't understanding and agreeing to the system that PharmaCamp was seeking to put them on. However, many businesses needed to make the decision to be able to save their business and to be able to enhance their business. And it's unfortunate that PharmaCamp is where they are. We Grand Bahama don't need this. Now, we honestly didn't need this piece of blow. This was a blow that we all weren't expecting, especially in the start of a new year, that we were looking for so many greater things to happen for Grand Bahama. We now have to embrace this. 8 days into the new year, we're now hearing of a closure of a company that's been here for good years and has not just impacted 100 and some workers, but have impacted so many other businesses with other purchases and other supports that furnish the functioning of this company, the day-to-day. This is also going to be a huge blow to GBPC, the power company. And what PharmaCamp would have spent on power is now going to be passed down, whether we want to accept it or not, is going to be passed down to those of us that are still on the grid. And so there's this great concern for GBI at this time. For me in particular, because I can only imagine the impact that this is going to have on so many other families other than those that are going to be laid off.
I look at it though, Darren, and people are just, the big question is, how is this going to, how are the displaced workers going to be affected? I've got like three or four texts to that question. You know, what's going to be done for the displaced workers? Because obviously we're here in the province here and operations going to wrap up by Friday. So what does that really mean?
But I can't, I don't know, other than the fact that they have announced closure and there is evident that all will be laid off. The only thing that I'm hoping that would happen is that these workers will be fairly paid and it will not have to be like many other closure companies that filed bankruptcy or all them other stuff, but these workers will be comfortably paid by the regulators in terms of the Labor Department, what is required, and they'd be able to have a smooth walk away. And again, that those that are in position of power, GBPA, government, and the owners would work feverishly in being able to shorten or minimize the closure of this company that has impacted our island.
I mean, you've got a multiple level of jobs for this, Naughty. You've got an admin staff. You'll have the line workers. You'll have mechanics, and you'll have they've already sent, and that's why I would say I kind of, a lot of people sensed there were issues going on, because within the community that I know, they had sent a lot of the foreign workers home already who had come to build the new plant and project. As far as I was thinking, the project had come to fruition and they had finished building the new portion of this, because it's a very a specialized field that they're in. You know, you've got to realize they're making drugs that are going internationally. So I think they were switching to a new drug and they had to, you know, change the standards of what they're doing. But remember, as someone pointed out to me, they've got to import everything here. You've got the cost of doing business here in the Bahamas. And then you've got to make sure your system is working. And then you've got staff costs. They just changed. I don't know if Darren noted it, from a regular normal day business to a 24-hour processing plant in order to keep up, because they're also competing with companies that are like in India, Vietnam. So you're hitting those, and they've got to, you know, it's hard to hit those numbers, and you've got to make it work. And I believe they were trying to modernize as best they could. I just presume that did not happen and it wasn't working.
Well, we've reached that time, unfortunately. I wish we could go on with this convo, but I'm getting the sign from Mr. Producer. I appreciate you guys chiming in as always. Can we pick this up next Tuesday? I'm sure there'll be more to this by next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there will.
And again,
I'm sure we'll know what's happening with the employees as well.
Well,
I do feel a bit sad for them. They were a little bit bombarded yesterday.
I think I'm getting some text from employees too, because I keep wondering, what about the employees? What about the displaced employees? So,
yeah.
And it appears to be a Grand Bahama texter, so I hope they could get some sort of closure to that and be able to move on.
Well, let's just hope with everything that's coming on, that some of these positions that are coming up with other, you know, with Carnival and with the shipyard and those expansions, let's just hope so. But I mean, I think, and I don't know if Darren addressed it or not, but there's also, you know, hope for someone to come in and buy the property as well. And you never know what they might want to do.
Big hope for that. All right. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to try to catch this call real quick and then we'll get to the news. But I appreciate you guys. Good stuff as always. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Naughty. Stay safe.
Darren, stay out of them pipage, babe. Stay out of the pipes. Stay out of the pipes.
I can do my
part. All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, buddy. I know you got to be going to the news pretty soon, but I was just calling and listening to you and your Freeport people. Naughty, you could ask me. I've been trying to follow this. What is it that company that's closing down, what they used to do?
It was a pharmaceutical company, Sparky.
Okay. Sorry to hear that's going down, to go under. Well, you know, let's pray for the best. That's 100 people plus their families going to be affected. You know?
Right, and that's my concern. But once they, you know, obviously the displaced have been let go, but they need to be compensated and they need to be
quickly. Just remind me back in 1990 when after after a Christmas party at my house of the Junkalo and New Year's Day, the first week that I went back in 1990, they called me into the boss office and said he was letting me go. The first week in the year, somebody told me, you
said,
you have to go forward in 2024. And the man said, you're going home. But what? You know, Donnie, let's pray for him, let everybody try to lend a helping hand. But
right.
Donnie, I started out the first week with a bang, too. You heard that, right?
Yeah, but we got to talk about that after the 5 o'clock ice park, because I got to get to the break. You was banging okay, all over the place. Back. You was bang, bang, bang. You was like, Jack, this Jack, bang, bang, banging all over the place.
Yeah, man, I get true off the radio show, bang, first of the year.
Well, you can get true off this one now, because we're going to the break. Talk to you after 5. Hey, let's go, Mr. Producer.
This is Guardian Radio 97, Nassau, Bahamas. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success, and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Hi everyone, Dazzy here. Listen, after 50 years of independence, the Beat also carries with it the responsibility of global citizenship. Tune in and sit with me. We'll discuss international news, finance, economics, pop culture, and trends that affect us as Bahamians not only locally, but also our contributions and opportunities beyond the rock. Beyond the Rock with your host, Dazzy, begins January 16th, 6:30 to 7:30, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
the new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Nassau Cruise Port presents at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasEtickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists.
You're raking and scraping with Ira Store, Nishi LS, and Bill Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
Back at you into the 5 o'clock hour of the Tuesday, January 9th. It has talking sports. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
This is Talking with Away So Long with You, Naughty.
What's going on, baby?
I'm right here. I'm holding St. Gaudi's. I wish this cycle that we are into, that some of the nastiness would stop in the Mason Sedition area. But what I want to ask you, right?
Uh-huh.
The pharmaceutical company in Freeport, right, which just closing down, right?
Right.
The property in which they are on, they lease, who it belongs to? Them, they leased it from government or they bought it?
Well, I have to find that out, Brayman. I got to do my due diligence on that. I don't have an answer for that right now. I got to find out.
Please do. Another thing is, right, people... The Bahamian people, I should say me, but I have a lot of people who feel the same way that I feel. We're tired of government, you know, signing those type of contracts with people, foreigners and stuff like that, and the end. Nothing happened. We get lips from government as if as though, you know, the people closed down and, you know, like nothing they could do about it. The thing is, if you sign a contract pertaining to the Bahamian people, do it in decency and in order. So we wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't be holding the end of the stick in the end. You see my point?
You got your point, Berman. You make them.
Thank you. See you later.
All right, my brother. Have a good one.
Okay.
Be safe and don't bust no corn now. I got to check this text real quick before we talk sports. Naughty, please. Where is it? Yeah, Naughty. Rich Days with Cat Williams will be performing on a joke as well. I need to make my reservations now for a front row seat. Cat will not be performing a joke, as I'll tell you that right now. You know how expensive Cat is right now after that Shay Shay show? Cat used to make good ticket money on the road, but trust me when I tell you, that price gone up. Trust me. No, I haven't met Cat in person. I was in the same club at the same time. Our paths crossed, but we never met each other. When I went to the green room to meet him, he had already left. When I went to the certain... Right, it was just one of those nights. I've seen all his specials. No, I haven't had the pleasure to see him in person, but I've seen all his specials. One of my favorite comedians doing it. And wasn't too many lies in what Cat said. Cat was hitting them with facts. Cat was spanking them up. And that's the one good thing in comedy. You know who stole the joke. Thank God for the internet. You know who stole the joke. You know who cracked the joke first. You know who took it from who. And if you look at it as a comedian, those of us in the industry, we know. If you look at a joke, you know who delivers the joke, how they deliver it, who it belongs to. Who's the originator of that joke and who's the perpetrator of the joke? Naughty, what do you think about the surprising divorce due to irreconcilable differences between Tiger Woods and Nike? About the opening theme song, the late great MDs just do it like Nike. Well, Nike just did it today. They got rid of Tiger. Tiger's getting up there. Tiger's had some off-the-course issues. I mean, they stood by him through the whole scandals. I mean, why not? They stood by their man. I think it's been a good relationship, and they can go their separate ways. Each of them got paid. What you have to look at is if Tiger's son about to sign a deal with Nike, because I hear he's a golf prodigy just like his dad, and it's going to be awesome. So you got to look to see if little Tiger signs with Nike. Now, I wonder if your friend LeBron and Nike would just do anything. Listen, I don't care what shoe LeBron wear. I care what jersey he wear. I need to get out that Laker jersey. But that's a different story for another day. Do I hear Purdy chiming in?
Yeah, I was just saying Charlie is really good.
Charlie Woods, yeah, but Charlie don't play, you know.
He at 12 years old, he was I think, a scratch golfer.
Dexter, you got to look to see if Tiger ain't positioning himself to say, okay, don't give me the deal no more. Give Charlie the deal. Tiger's a marketer too, you know. Tiger ain't no fool.
I used to see Tiger leaving Nike, maybe getting Adidas or Puma.
Or one of them. Or one of those, you know, brands that are backed by Dubai because they love him.
Yep.
And you know? Oh, boy. Let's get to this call, Perry, and then I got to talk about the noise in the market. The noise in the market in the NFL. Okay? Because now every playoff team that is qualified and won their division and played well is now all susceptible to an upset by seventh seed teams out of Green Bay.
Yes, they are.
Garbage.
Okay.
That is what I call that's what I have a problem with. When the Cowboys don't win, the American mainstream media, oh, they love to kick us when we're down. Then when we win, they find a reason why we shouldn't win and why we would get beat.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell them, and all of them man-likers, Aaron Rodgers ain't showing up to save you all. Aaron Rodgers is in New York moaning and complaining to management to do the rebuild correctly, okay?
But guess what? Guess what, Nolly? I now see why Green Bay got rid of Aaron Rodgers.
Use the next one. Use the next one. I see what you're doing, you know. I see what you're doing.
No, I'm not saying anything but Dallas. I think Dallas can beat them.
And when
that kid is giving you the reason why they don't have to give Aaron Rodgers $30 million. They give him $700,000 and put that money on something else.
That's a fair point right there.
You know?
That's a fair point.
Get the same numbers. Get good numbers. The kid looked good this year. He looked real good.
Yeah.
Rookie, some young players' mistakes. I understand that.
Tell Mike to pop him in the mouth one or two times this weekend.
Yeah. I'm excited. My dog just signed somebody else again yesterday.
Who?
Tarasco Hernandez, the left fielder from Seattle.
No, man.
Yeah, we needed a bat who could hit left-handers and still could hit right-handers, and he's that guy. $23 million for 1 year.
Wow.
We don't sign veterans for long contracts. We signed you for 1 year. Until the young kids ready to move up.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
I called you back to ask you about the jerseys.
Oh, yes, Naughty. He called me last Thursday.
The Heat jerseys, yeah. You know what, yeah. Brayman? Call me tomorrow, man. No, call me Thursday. Call Pearly Thursday. I will have an answer for you for sure.
Okay.
I'll remind you.
I got to swing by the store. I saw the store and I didn't get to catch it the other day, but there is one here locally and there's another one that I could get you I could get you sorted with. So Thursday, Pearly, I'll have an answer for you for sure, Brayman.
Right. I'll remind you, Brayman.
And don't bust no corner at me, Brayman. Thank you. Let's go to the next phone line. Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads.
Did you watch the championship game last night?
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, man? St. Pete. What's up, yo? What's up, Pearly?
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete?
What's up, bro?
Man,
look, yo, be under tornado watch here in the Bay Area, man.
Well, be careful, bro.
I'm on the road, man. Look at
people. Yeah, I know that is. I meant to call it in the Midwest. I know about that.
Man, I saw a bad accident here. No, man, the car, you know, these people driving crazy on here on the back road, man. And I hope they're doing. I hope nobody get hurt, man. You know what I'm saying? But
you just be careful, bro. Don't get off that road.
Man, look, I don't like to be on this road, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I appreciate you calling, man, especially under the duress, man. But be safe. Get home safe.
Yeah, but like I said about the NFL, man, it's 0-0 now. Anything could happen now. You know what I'm saying? Anything could happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to ride and die with them Cowboys, but you can't underestimate nobody, man.
I'm not saying underestimate anybody, and don't take anybody for life. Be prepared and go in there and go for the jugular and the kill shot. But I will say this also. There's a lot of BS floating around now. All of a sudden, Green Bay is a capable team overnight of beating Dallas.
Man, you know Dallas is the most loved and hated team in America.
This is true, brother. This is true.
My favorite sportscaster is Chris Berman, and you know what one of the same sayings are? That is why we play the game. They can talk it, but you got to play it.
Yeah. Hey, y'all have a good day. I'm going to be safe, man.
All right, St. Pete, you be safe. You do the same, bro. Charlie Woods, Tiger's kid, has reportedly signed an apparel deal with Grayson Clothing.
Okay.
And Larry Fitzgerald is affiliated with that brand as well, former NFL All-Pro Larry Fitzgerald. And, of course, Charlie is recently featured in the 2024 PNC Championships along with his father. So Tiger's getting him out there.
Yeah, and, he's 16 now?
Yeah, Nike's decision not to hand Woods a lifetime contract, something they did with Michael Jordan, among others, and continue leveraging the Tiger brand, says a lot about the company's future plans in the sport. It's reportedly considering shuttering its golf division entirely, shuttering and cutting it down completely, getting out of golf.
Okay.
So that might be part of the reason as well, too.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so.
Marty, did you watch the game last night?
Purdy, I can be honest with you. Don't get mad at me, man. MJ made one heck of a dinner. I ate that after work. And boy, look here, let me catch myself for five minutes.
That I just said it.
Boy, I sleep through the whole thing. But I know one thing. The final 15 today speaks volumes about it. About Coward, on Colin Coward talking about Michigan winning and what that means for the NFL.
Listen to me.
And a couple other things.
Michigan put up 300.
Oh, and the fact that the Titans fired Mike Vrabel as well too, and that's another big story.
I expected that.
No, Vrabel won them plenty of games. I think that's just a brand new regime.
Listen, they haven't done anything for a couple of years, so you know.
Well, this is what I like. It looks like Dan Quinn is probably going to be back in Dallas again next year. I know he won't take the Panthers job. I know the Commanders job probably going to end up with Eric Bieniemy.
I think so, yeah.
And the Chargers look to be earmarked for Bill Belichick.
If he takes it.
So hopefully we'll get him in Dallas one way. Yeah, but the rumor out now is, out of nowhere, Jerry done stuck it to McCarthy. You know, you're not guaranteed to come back next year unless you do X, Y, and Z in the playoffs. So, he put the pressure there. I told you Jerry ain't playing. Boy, Jerry ain't playing.
So, I want to say something, but I want to get mad. Chuck like McCartney can be there next year then.
Well, if NFC Championship game is thing and we get there and we lose.
Okay.
You know, obviously anything prior to is instant, you know, jettison. But obviously if we get there and depending on.
I think if you lose the Green Bay, you get fired the next day.
Exactly. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty Ape Early, what's happening?
Boy,
hey, Mystery, what's up?
Hold on, you have Mystery on a Tuesday, all effervescent and bubbly. Hey, Naughty, hey, Pearly, what's going on? I heard you since I cut skin. You all took that night, like I said, you always could take, man. Where's that energy, man? Mystery, where's that energy?
You were right, Naughty Gomez.
You were correct, Naughty One.
I was at work. I couldn't call in.
Mm. Okay, well, you can pick it up now. Who was correct?
But
who was right in the prediction?
You. But Naughty, you didn't say these can get a cut skin. You didn't say that.
I said the Bills could beat Miami.
He did say that.
I said Baltimore was going to beat you, and Buffalo was going to beat you, and he was going to end up as the fifth or sixth seed.
Listen, we got whale. We didn't look bad. And let me explain something to y'all. Kansas City can beat us this weekend also, because we have no one. Pull this out. Most of this earth.
Why did Munchigan play for you?
I don't care what no one say. Tyreek Hill is hurt. He is injured.
Yeah,
he's injured.
All of them will be back
he's
Sunday.
Playing. He's playing injured.
All of them will be back Sunday.
They'll be back.
Sadly, yeah, mystery. Sadly, mystery. Injuries are part of the game, and you all caught him at the worst possible time.
But I'm not finished with my picks yet.
If it was a guy to win to make the playoff move, he would have played Sunday. But it wasn't necessary to risk that. So, but he'll be there
nah,
Sunday.
Nah, Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Sadly. That went up in the air. I believe Green Bay can beat Dallas.
I know you can say that because you're a hating, no good pawn scum. That's what you are.
But you know, this week is a very
no.
Scary
I don't
week
I don't believe that teams. Young boy could beat Doug though. I don't believe so. No, sir.
This is scary week for plenty teams. Underdogs could do some damage this weekend. Not
I believe,
Dallas,
but the only
reason Freddie talking underdog is because Miami is underdog right now. But I didn't tell you all, Miami could pull the upset on Kansas City. Kansas City, you're going to have to run the football in minus 10 degree weather. They're not good at covering the outside run. They stop it up the middle, but that outside run will get them every time. And that reverse pitch between Tua and a chain is money. Nobody's figured it out yet. Nobody's curtailed it. I mean, if you want to say Buffalo's stopping it for a 7 or 8 yard gain, fine. They'll run that every time if they get 7 or 8 yards to play on that play.
Yeah, but even with a chain, Tyreek Hill, Mostert, Waddle, if all that's offense, we don't have no good defense, honestly speaking.
In a shootout, y'all beat Kansas City. Kansas City's receivers can't catch a cold in Antarctica, bro.
You're right about that.
And our defense is good enough to hold their lousy wide receivers. Even though we have a lot of injuries and missing a lot of people, Xavier Howard should be back. I think we'd be all right.
Normally, the defense puts pressure on the quarterback and gives the secondary time enough to cover the receivers. In this case, the secondary is going to cover the receivers long enough for the defense, if line, to put pressure on Mahomes.
Now, Buffalo going up against Pittsburgh, Buffalo bang up too, you know.
That is the nanny bowl right there. I hate to say it, but that's too hard, lucky, no good. I mean, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to cost me in the picks when I go to pick them this week. You lay an egg. Then next week when I think you can lay an egg, you drop 30. Listen, this game right now, let me tell you the key to this game.
The problem is they give Buffalo life. Buffalo has life now.
That's great, but I'll tell you something right now. If TJ Watt plays and is at least effective enough to play, Pittsburgh is going to upset Buffalo.
Pittsburgh
could run the football.
Yep.
Mason Rudolph now is managing the game well enough. Deontay Johnson and Pickens catching the ball. Freemuth catching the ball. Listen, I hate to say it. Pittsburgh is a janky team, but they could go to Buffalo and win that game because they match up well. And if it's a low scoring.
That's also going to be one to watch.
And Pittsburgh creates turnovers. All right? So that right there is one you got to look out before you go, and you got to be cautiously and guarded before you go in on that. Some other ones, the best team should win.
Dallas Green Bay. Tell me how you're going to win that game.
How are we going to win that game?
Yeah.
Doing everything that
Dallas
we do at home.
Dallas got too much off. CC, can't stop CC.
Score.
They can't stop CD. Nobody can stop CD right now. But
and Parsons, man, ball.
Dallas just got to focus on the opponent in front of you. This week it's Green Bay. Don't get ahead. Don't look down the road. Focus right through Green Bay. Deal with Green Bay and then move on to the next one.
Yeah.
If Dallas continue playing the way they're playing, they should be all right.
All right, Mystery, I appreciate you chiming in. Good stuff as always, man.
Okay.
Pearly, I can be honest with you, right? Let me get today in sports history out of the way. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And boy, I tell you, boy, you're all hot for sports history today. But 50 million things happened on this day.
Oh, wow.
On this day, January 9, 1918, the NHL announced a new rule that permitted goaltenders to leave their feet while making a save. 1930, the Boston Bruins set an NHL record with 14 straight wins. 1952, Jackie Robinson became the highest-paid player in the Brooklyn Dodger history. 1954, Bert Olmsted of the Canadiens, Montreal Canadiens, signed an NHL record when he scored 8 points in a game. 1962, the NFL banned the grabbing of face masks. 1972, the Los Angeles Lakers ended their 33-game winning streak. 1972, the 2,000,000th NBA point was scored. 1973, the Philadelphia 76ers began a 20-game losing streak. 1977, Super Bowl XI set a pro attendance record with 103,438. The NBC telecast was viewed by 81.9 million people. 1981 Hockey Hall of Famer Phil Esposito announced that he would retire as a hockey player after the New York Rangers-Buffalo Sabres hockey game. The game ended in a tie. Here's a name from the past you're going to cringe at, Pearly. 1984, Pascual Perez of the Atlanta Braves was arrested for cocaine possession in his native Dominican Republic. Now, Pascual was a bad boy on the field and off the field. But, boy, when he played for Atlanta back in the day, though, he was money.
He was money.
I remember one time he threw the ball. No, that was Mario Soto who threw the ball at Claudel Washington. Then Claudel Washington threw the bat at him on the next pitch and had to walk up to retrieve the bat, and then they got into the brawl.
Yeah, that was Soto.
1991, a special committee of Major League Baseball authorities officially being elected into the Hall of Fame.
Bull crap.
Exactly. 1997, former Los Angeles Kings owner Bruce McNall was sentenced to 5 years, 10 months in prison in order to repay $5 million after being convicted more than 2 years prior on bank fraud and conspiracy charges. 1998, the Hockey News magazine selected Wayne Gretzky as the best NHL player ever, which is true. 2004, Brian Boucher of the Phoenix Coyotes set a new NHL record with his fifth consecutive shutout. The total time of the streak was 325 minutes and 45 seconds. 2005, Randy Moss of the Vikings pretended to pull down his pants and moon the Green Bay Packer crowd during a playoff win. On January 13th, the NFL fined Moss $10,000 for the act. Sports quote of the day, it's lack of faith that makes people afraid of meeting challenges. And I believe in myself, Muhammad Ali. There you go.
There you go.
So that's a wrap on today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And right now, probably we need to have a gander at our...
Okay.
We'll get to it. What we do, Mr. Producer, let's take the break now, the first break. Get through that. Purdy and I come back with the picks, and then we got the final 15 today. Colin Cowherd breaking it down. Michigan's obviously national championship. What this means for Jim Harbaugh, the pending moves for him to the NFL, where he could end up landing. Los Angeles Chargers is another spot that's high on Harbaugh. And we'll also see the firing of Mike Vrabel from Tennessee. What does that mean for the Titans? Where are they going? And where could Vrabel end up? Because obviously some job openings, and he's a hot commodity as a coach. He did a pretty good job down there in Tennessee, Pearly. Let's be honest.
No, he did. But I think the last 2 years was, you can see the fall down.
Well, that's management. And you should know better than anybody. As long as you got Tannehill as your quarterback, that's your mitigating factor right there.
Exactly.
All right, we'll take the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be back at you as the Tuesday, January continues right after this.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists. You're raking and scraping with Ira Store, Nishi LS, and Phil Stubbs Live.
Sponsored by Kalik and Ron Ricardo. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
All right, we're back at you right here on the Tuesday, January 9th edition of Talking Heads. And right about now, we got to get into our picks there, Pearly. Because you know, you got to make sure you got this lined up right. A lot of games to pick this evening. You got some NBA games that's worth looking at. All right. But before we get to that, we'll get to the picks in a second. What's the latest out of Lakerland there, Pearly?
Well, Prince says he's never felt so wanted in the team like he's feeling now in LA. So he loves being there, but the Lakers ain't got nobody to trade. So they ain't got nothing to attract, nothing big.
What say again?
They saying the Lakers don't have no talent that could warrant you unless you want to get rid of Reeves, unless you want to get rid of AD.
Yeah, they really don't have any talent to trade outside of that. You can't keep your big names and then, I don't know. And now Darvin Ham is getting heat.
Why, I don't know, but you'll see.
And now, this is what I don't like. LeBron and AD backed the D'Lo move to the bench. Darvin Ham, you having discussions with LeBron and AD? You setting yourself up to get fired, you know, my boy?
Yeah, but normally they'll talk to the stars of the team like that.
Big man, I can be honest with you. That was a move plotted to get him out of that lineup. D'Lo didn't do nothing wrong to get benched.
D'Lo was not performing, no. He was not playing D, and he was not scoring.
What has his replacements done since then? Not played D and not scored. So?
No.
So,
I hear you. It's fixed, man.
That's why the Lakers are wallowing at 18 and 19 at the 10th seed. Disgusting.
Is it 18 and 19?
He was 17 and 19. We got to 18 and 19 by beating the Clippers that night, okay? They're horrible.
Yeah.
Here we go again. Can they not see that this thing with LeBron has not worked for 5 years? It has not worked?
Well, you know, last year we did make it to the Western Conference Finals.
And what happened?
We get beat by the best team in the league.
We got swept.
Yeah, by Denver.
It doesn't matter. We got swept.
Anybody else. The other team would have got swept probably too.
Everything cool, Bertie. Not a problem. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, guy. Hey, Guardian back again. Let me ask you something. Football, no more Thursday night game. It's a playoff start on the weekend.
Playoff start on the weekend, Sparky. You got games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night, but no more Thursday night football, no more Monday night football after this week.
No, brother,
the NBA Thursday night game will be
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you know, this, y'all know me from politics. This is a political show, but I don't talk politics. Have a good day.
Have a good one, Sparky. You're too political in your own right. Everything you do is politics. Yeah, but Pearly, 18 and 19, come on, 10 seed, back to the playoff. Here we are again, Pearly.
Yeah, but Naughty, this season only, hold on.
Pearly, but hear me though, Pearly.
They played 37 games.
Right.
You got 40, almost 45 more games to go.
Pearly, you and I both know. And I want to see how objective you can be.
We were in this position last year.
No. You and I are used to, after 37 games, like a 27-10 record. Come on.
Yeah, you're pretty bad.
Let's look back at what we're used to as being Laker fans, though, Pearly.
Yes.
I never seen this early start of the season and play your way in. Oh, we got the 7th seed, the 6th seed. Oh, that's okay. No. We always accept and offer an excuse for why we got to call it for what it is. And like I've been saying, this thing with LeBron in L.A. was not going to work out. We weren't going to get the benefit out of it. He was the benefit, but we weren't. And it's showing every day. Here we are again, 10th seed, on the bubble, trying to get in the playoffs. I know it's only after 37 games, but in 5 more games, we'll be at the halfway point. In 4 more games, we'll be at the halfway point.
I still have hope. But they'll be all right. They'll turn it around before the...
We don't have the pieces this year to trade for the pieces we got last year. And last year we got lucky. Yeah. Those pieces that came in jailed and did well. We have no guarantee of that this year. Anyway, I could just remain silent and put on my...
This team is supposed to be a better team than last year.
It don't look so to me. Not even defensively, because we getting gouged. Let's be honest.
That's the problem. Lakers aren't playing defense. That's the Lakers' problem. No defense.
Ah, boy. Anyway, I digress. Let's have a look at tonight's games, Pearly. And all in the NBA, you got 2, 4, 5 big wins in the NBA. Orlando at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota 5.5-point favorites on the road. I will take Minnesota in the money line. But I ain't really touching them to cover 5.5 because Orlando plays well at home and they cover.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll take the Timberwolves to win, but I'll take them on the money line. Now, the Kings and the Detroit Pistons, boy, it really suck. And the Kings are a really good team. But do they win by 11 points on the road in an early game?
That's a possibility. That's a possibility.
So if you're feeling lucky, roll the dice and take the Kings with 11 points on the road. They may get that cover against the Pistons. Or if you don't feel that, strongly about it, take the money line. But Sacramento's going to win that game either way. Portland Trailblazers and the New York Knicks. Portland Knicks minus 12.5 favorites at home.
I don't trust the Knicks enough to do that. I'll go with the money line.
Well, you know, DeAndre's injured for Portland, so that's probably why it's a big line like that.
Okay.
But the Knicks have done well since they made that trade, you know. And Toronto seems to be happy they got an Ontarian back.
That's true. You're right.
And J.J. Barrett. So, you know, it worked out for everybody. Memphis Grizzlies, man, listen, man.
Did you cry? Did you cry, Donnie? Did you cry?
I had a moment, and we'll just leave it like that.
Man, when I heard that, I felt for you. I said, oh, man.
And he was doing so well in the return. Yes, and on the court, off the court, had his head on right. Now this is a good opportunity for him to go through the rehab, stay with his teammates, show him that, you know, he's a supportive leader, come back ready to go next year.
Yep. Nobody just doesn't get idle and get in problems.
Correct. Toronto Raptors and the Los Angeles Lakers. I really don't want to touch this one because I don't know which Laker team is going to show up.
But
Toronto's the Lakers in the money line. RJ Barrett. One time for my boy Big Dubs. Shout out to Dubs, man. Dubs, another big Dolphin fan. I know you're a little disappointed, but I got you off in that upset on Saturday, Dubs. In the cold, I got you all in the upset.
Think it'll be all right.
So, yeah, let's have a look now at the rest of them picks for the night there, Pearly. Like I said, we got all of them in.
Yeah, that's all.
And then if you look over at the NFL, like I say, listen here, the early line for that Saturday 4:30 game is out now. Cleveland only 2.5-point favorites over Houston, and they playing in Houston.
That's interesting. 2.5-point favorites?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, if Cleveland is all of that, like how they said they were, they should at least be a 4-point favorite on the road against Houston if they're good.
But that kid is awesome. CJ
Stroud, let's see what he does.
He's a top 5 quarterback in the NFL.
Pearly, you got some Dolphin fans chiming in saying, Naughty, I hear you, but I really don't have confidence in the Dolphins on the road in Kansas City in 10-degree weather.
I like that. You're going to stay right there with no confidence? Stay right there with no confidence. I like that.
Pearly can circle the wagons now. Pearly can get them going.
You're going to stay right there with no confidence. I don't give up on my team.
Wait, Pearly, oh my God. Somebody just sent me one meme. Dear God. They got a picture of Jalen Hurts coming off the field with his finger on mashup, but guess whose face they got on the body? T.I. wife, Tiny.
Oh, Lord. Who looked
like a pit bull puppy in her own right. And I know some pit bull puppies upset now I made that reference, but yeah, but dear Jesus, bro, I can't hold my...
Not are you rude. You still there or are you gone?
I catching crap, Pearly. It's hilarious.
You catching crap?
Look at the picture that I just sent you. Look at the picture that I just sent you, Pearly.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Oh, no. Who wife that is again?
That's T.I. wife.
Jesus.
And they put our head on Jalen Hurts' body.
My God. Anyway, no comment. She doesn't reach too much.
But look, yeah, they throw in Philadelphia under the bus. I love it. Anyway, we've reached that time, Mr. Producer. You are holiday tomorrow, so, you know, it'll be music. And then on Thursday, it's all about Pearly, and I'll see everybody Friday.
Yep, Thursday, see you guys Thursday. We're going to have some good things we're going to talk about.
Yeah, Fully Loaded Show with Pearly on Thursday. Be sure to check him out. And then, of course, you know, I'll be in on Friday, man. So keep it right where you got it, man, all right? On the flip side of the break, Colin Cowherd taking us home, man. talking about the Michigan situation with their coach, where he's going to end up in the NFL, because he's NFL bound now. You can't win a national championship and have an open check waiting for you in the NFL and turn it down. So Harbaugh will be going to the NFL, and we'll see where Mike Vrabel ends up as well, too. So y'all keep it bright.
He should go on the NFC team, so one day you might buck his brother in the championship. That'd be cool.
That would be good, too. That's a good thought right there. Remember they played? Didn't they play in the Super Bowl, though?
I can't remember.
One was the 49er head coach, and one was the Baltimore head coach, and Jim B. John thing.
That's what it was, for real?
Yeah, but look back. Yeah, San Francisco. Baltimore beat San Francisco. Remember when Kaepernick was the quarterback, and Baltimore was beating the hell out of him, and then the lights went off in the second half? And
yeah,
then they
I remember that.
Brother on brother right there. Anyway,
right.
We out. We'll see you mañana right here on Talking Heads. On Thursday on Talking Heads. Enjoy your holiday.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now inviting passengers on board for the new JetBlue CIBC First Caribbean credit card. Earn up to 30,000 bonus TrueBlue points with your first transaction and earn on everyday purchases. Plus, get up to 10,000 anniversary bonus points every year after. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/JetBlue for more information on where Blue can take you.
Anything that, you know what, I've had Buffalo there forever. I've kind of bought into their nonsense. Nothing. I did put Green Bay at 10, though Miami's probably better. But I kind of like the story of the Packers. Yeah. I do think the Texans could be I think Houston is undervalued. Anything bother you?
Nothing bothers me. I think that you want to and should and will in your pick flip-flop the Lions and the Rams. I think you're going to pick the Rams to go to Detroit and win. They are going to go to Detroit and win. They are the better team. They have the better coach. They have the better quarterback. They have the better defense. And so, listen, I think the Rams are, right now, I think the Rams are pretty clearly the third best team in the NFC. And the Rams are the one team that is not a division winner that I think actually has a viable chance to make the Super Bowl. I don't think any of the wild card teams other than the Rams, and I think that the Niners, it could be a very tough spot for their first playoff kicks off to face Sean McVay and that Rams team that played them tough earlier in the year, that beat them in the playoffs a couple years ago. So I like the Rams more than I like the Lions, but the rest of it I have no objections to. The Bills, it's ugly, and I don't know really, they're winning because of Josh Allen and despite Josh Allen, all in the same game. But other than that, I'd flip-flop Lions-Rams. I think these are really spot on.
All right, let's talk about the Bills. I liked them over Miami. When they lost to Philly in overtime, yeah. I said, you know why I like them? Because they start to look like a Super Bowl team. Mahomes, at his best, had a decent defense, a pass rush, and a bit of a running game. I think Dave Buffalo's been just so overly reliant on Josh putting a cape on. And the truth is about the Chiefs, Mahomes is great, but he doesn't have to be great every moment for the Chiefs to win games. And I do believe Buffalo has some components they haven't had. So as a number two seed, can you acknowledge they have overcome a lot this year and they're feisty?
Well, listen, I thought they were dead when they were 6-6 because I did not think that they could string together wins because I thought Josh Allen would not play great five straight games. What is so remarkable about it is during this winning streak, Josh Allen's numbers are down across the board. His passer rating, his touchdown interception, all of it, and the team's performance is up across the board. The defense has played much better. They have become much more of a running team. And I did think Sunday night was something of a microcosm of who the Bills are any given month or any given season when it comes to their quarterback. Like, Josh had three, maybe four, truly awful mistakes early in that game. It took points off the board three times, including the play before halftime. His first touchdown pass went 30 feet in the air and could have been another interception. But then the flip side to that is he made three or four plays only he can make as far as the punishing runs for first downs. And so I give the team and the coaching staff credit for winning. It'd be one thing if they won five straight because Josh went supernova. It kind of went direction. He and Stephon Diggs are still not on the same page. He's not playing four quarters of great football, and they're winning despite that. I think it'll be great theater. The Bills, I think the seed should hold in the AFC, or the favorite should hold in the AFC, I should say. And we should get Chiefs-Bills for the first time ever in the playoffs in Buffalo. Listen, Colin, I might make the drive up, or I'll fly up from New York City for that game. You could go cross country. Yeah. You could maybe splurge on a little suite and in nice conditions. We could watch that game together, not too far from here. But this is what the best they could have asked for. And through an up and down season, they somehow found a way to get the two seed. So I give them credit. Gun to my head, do I trust them? No. Would I think the Steelers, if they had TJ Watt, would be the exact type of team Buffalo would be in a three-point game in the fourth quarter against? We'd be like, this happened. Yes, but I give them credit for what they've accomplished over the last 6 weeks.
All right, Chiefs beat Miami earlier. Game was in Germany. I think, you know, they're a little punctured. The drops, the penalties. This is the transition from stage one of the dynasty to stage two. So they'll figure out the receiving core next year. They're not a great team right now. Miami is not. Miami's shown no ability to go on the road, winning 9-2 wins. But it is interesting. Miami is just dangerous enough and smart enough in a lousy weather game, are they not, to put a little anxiety into Nick Wright's coffee cup, just a tad.
Well, so listen, I mean, 2 weeks ago, Miami was playing to be the one seed.
Yeah.
And now they're on the road in round one. Yeah, I mean, going into this past weekend, the teams the Chiefs could play, Buffalo was the sixth seed, but it was almost impossible for them to finish as the sixth seed. So going into this weekend, they could have been playing Indy, Houston, Pittsburgh, or the Dolphins. On paper, the Dolphins are the most dangerous of the bunch. I actually think Houston could have been the most dangerous of the bunch, but set that aside. Yeah, theoretically, Miami's dangerous. Watch them not want to tackle Josh Allen in 60 degrees on Sunday night. So I wish them luck tackling Isaiah Pacheco in negative 15 wind chill next Saturday night. Also, the Chiefs right now, the sneaky thing, everybody knows about the drops. Yeah. I think the drops are a problem, but a little overstated. The understated problem with the Chiefs is they have had bad tackle play.
Yeah.
The interior of the offensive line is great. The tackle play has been bad. Well, Miami's down all of their edge rushers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if there's any team that's not going to be able to take advantage of that, it would be Miami.
Yeah.
And so here's my prediction, Colin. I think the Chiefs' offense looks better than maybe it actually is Saturday night. And all of a sudden, it's the playoffs, it's the divisional round, and the Chiefs are coming off a pretty significant victory. And everyone has a moment, says, wait a second. The best coach, the best quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, they're right, and they have a great defense. Did we maybe sell the Chiefs short? We'll see, but I think that'll be some of the narrative going into divisional weekend.
All right. Speaking of great coach, great quarterback, let's talk Dallas. Joking. All right.
Oh, okay, so Super Bowl champion, could be MVP. You can give him some credit.
I said this, 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, outside of Jim Harbaugh. You know, tell me all the coaches you're absolutely sure that could have gone 12-5, 12-5, 12-5 with a quarterback we view as like B+. Like McCarthy, late game situations, Packers, Cowboys are huge brands. Their games get billions of viewers, right? Like they're really big. If he had these coaching issues in Cincinnati or Jacksonville or Houston, we wouldn't pick him apart. We'd go 12 wins, 12 wins, 12 wins. Is that McCarthy needs to beat Green Bay. Youngest playoff team since the 74 Bills.
Yeah.
But if he loses the next game, he's got the same resume as John Harbaugh. If Harbaugh loses second game, do you run him out of town? Like, I think McCarthy remains the guy if he beats Green Bay. Why is that nuts?
Well, I don't think it's nuts. I think that now I'm under the assumption the Rams are going to beat the Lions, in which case that second game, Colin, would either be against Baker Mayfield, your beloved, in Tampa Bay, or against an Eagles team that is self-immolating on a week-to-week basis. I think they got to win both of their first two games. And we did it on the show a few weeks ago, or maybe last week, of all the teams that had three consecutive or more 12-win seasons. And all of them, during that streak or prior to that streak, had at least been to, if not won, a Super Bowl. If McCarthy does it without ever reaching a conference championship game, that's a tough sell. That's a really tough sell. And so I agree with you. I think it was, you know, Mike McCarthy gets, to prove your point about we wouldn't kill him if he were in a different market. And, you know, a week ago, we saw Mike McCarthy have a few issues down the stretch with clock management. And then Dan Campbell go for two from the 7-yard line because he was angry at the officials. And we spent more time attacking McCarthy than Campbell. So I agree with you. But I also think that if they at least win home playoff games against the Packers and then whomever is next, be it Detroit, Tampa, or Philly, then if I were Jerry Jones, I'd take a hard look. And I'd potentially call New England and see what Belichick's status is.
I got to ask you this. It came down this morning, a little bit of a wild card question. Vrabel got fired. I think there's a history in this league is when you have a great defensive coach and a quarterback in their prime, you win a lot of games. Okay? I mean, we have a history of this. Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, they win 80% of their games. Sure. Now, it's ideally you'd love Reed and Mahomes. It hasn't happened a lot. It's been more Belichick, Brady in my life. So Vrabel's fascinating. I think the Chargers have to hire a head coach. Harbaugh's out there. I think Vrabel to the Chargers. Am I nuts on that?
That's the right answer.
Is it?
No, that's the right answer. Everyone is saying Belichick go to the Patriots if they fire Belichick. Honest to God, if you're Mike Vrabel, why the hell do you want to go there? You're following the greatest coach ever, the cupboard baron of talent. It's a total full-on restart. And now obviously the Chargers are in a tough division as well, but in a very tough division. I didn't hear you when this news broke. I didn't know that that's what you had said. The Chargers should be his number one pick. Now, if you're the Chargers, they might say, we just paired Justin Herbert with a defensive coach. We want to pair him with an offensive coach, which I understand. But their problem wasn't that Brandon Staley was offense or defense. Their problem was that Brandon Staley was in over his depth. Mike Vrabel is not. And so I totally agree with you that if I were Vrabel, my own personal history and ties be damned, I would far rather go coach the Chargers than coach the Patriots. And if you're the Chargers, he has to jump up to the top of your list. Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. By the way, I think I'll throw this out. Harbaugh doesn't love facing his brother. He'd rather go to Washington or in Atlanta, especially Washington, where the parents could see Jim and John live between the two of them. The parents are close. I don't think Jim Harbaugh wants to regularly have to face John Harbaugh. I don't think he does. Jim's not uncomfortable with much. He didn't like it. So I think Vrabel to the Chargers and Jim to Washington makes a ton of sense.
So if I were Harbaugh, I wouldn't leave Michigan for Washington, but I would for Chicago. And I know Chicago hasn't fired Matt Eberflus, but you don't think they would if they could get Jim Harbaugh? And if you're Harbaugh and you've got a team that was right around 500, is going to add Caleb Williams, also has the 10th or the 9th pick of the draft, whatever they get for Justin Fields, a bunch of cap space. Like, I think if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I am, you know, holding Michigan over the coals for as much money as possible while having my, I think he just hired Don Yee, my agent, you know, behind the scenes find out, is Chicago theoretically open? Because I think that's a great job. I think the Chicago job instantly becomes a great job if they decide to move off Matt Eberflus. I know they haven't yet, so maybe people believe they won't, but I think for the right person, they would. I don't know. I understand they have a cap space in the number two pick. And maybe the history of the franchise, recent history, and the strength of the division scares me off a bit. I would far rather Chicago, and obviously Harbaugh has real ties to the Bears.
All right, Nick Wright, first things first, co-host. Thanks, buddy. Great seeing you.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from The Herd or go watch a few segments from other shows on FS1.
Well, the SEC's long run is over. Jim Harbaugh, Michigan national champs. Joel Klatt, voice of college football for Fox Sports. He's got the Joel Klatt Show, college football podcast, wherever you get your podcast. So we had said we thought Washington-Texas matched that well. Washington-Michigan was a different ball game.
Yeah.
The game kind of looked like a lot of people thought it would look.
I mean, it did in a lot of ways. I thought, I give Washington a lot of credit for actually making it the game that it was in the middle part of the game because it looked like Michigan was going to run out of the building, to be honest with you, and literally and figuratively there early. Michigan does such a good job, and I know this is in the weeds, but when you talk about stopping the run, you've got to have what's called gap control, a player for every single gap in the offensive front.